This is the Merley of the 18th of January, 2025. Bapdada's sweet, invaluable, elevated versions to be read in class on the day of remembrance of our Peter Shri. Om Shanti. The spiritual father is having a heart-to-heart conversation with you children and giving you teachings. It is the teacher's duty to give you teachings, and the guru's duty to show you your destination. The destination is liberation and liberation in life. For liberation, the pilgrimage of remembrance is essential. And for liberation in life, it is necessary to know the beginning, middle and end of creation. The cycle of 84 is now coming to an end, and we now have to return home. By talking to yourselves in this way, you will be very happy, and you will also give happiness to others. You have to have mercy to show them the path, to make them Satopratan. From Tamopratan, Baba has explained the deep secrets of charity and sin to you children, what charity is and what sin is. The greatest charity is to remember the Father and to remind others also. To open a centre, to use your body, mind and wealth in serving others is charity. To be influenced by the company of others, and then to have waste thoughts, to waste your time thinking about others, is a sin. If while doing charity, someone commits sin, then whatever income was earned would be finished. Whatever charity had been performed would all be finished. And then, instead of being credited, it would be debited. For knowledgeable souls, the punishment for sinful actions is 100-fold, because they become those who defame the Satguru. This is why the Father gives you these teachings. Sweet children, never perform sinful actions. Protect yourself from being hurt by the vices. The Father has love for you children, and so he feels mercy. The Father tells you his experience. When I sit in solitude, I first remember the especially beloved children, although they may be abroad or anywhere else. When a good, serviceable child leaves his body, Baba remembers that one soul and gives him a searchlight. You children know that there are two lights here, and both lights are together. Both are very powerful lights. The early morning hours are good. After bathing, go into solitude. Let there be a lot of happiness internally. The unlimited Father sits here and explains to you children. Sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, and your home. Children, never forget this pilgrimage of remembrance. You will only become pure by having remembrance, and you cannot go back home without becoming pure. The main thing is this knowledge and yoga. The Father has this very big treasure that he gives to you children. Yoga is a very big subject in this. When you children have good remembrance, that remembrance begets the Father's remembrance. Children pull the father through their remembrance. There are some who come later and yet claim a high status. The basis of that is remembrance. They pull him. It is said, Baba, have mercy, have compassion. But in this too, the main thing needed is remembrance. Only by having remembrance will you continue to receive a current. You souls become healthy and full through this. Sometimes when the father has to give a current to a child, he loses his sleep over it. He has this deep concern that he has to give a current to so-and-so. You know that your life increases when you receive a current and you become ever healthy. It isn't that you have to sit in one place and have remembrance. The father explains, remember the father while walking and moving around, while eating your meals, or while doing anything. In order to give a current to others, stay awake at night. It is explained to you children, the more you remember the father when you wake up early in the morning, the greater the pull there will be. The father will also give you a searchlight. To remember a soul means to give him a searchlight. You can call that mercy or blessings. You children know that this is an eternally predestined drama. This is a game of victory and defeat. Whatever happens is fine. The Creator would definitely like the drama, would he not? So the children of the Creator would also like it. In this drama, the Father only comes once to you children, with love in his heart, with heart and soul, to serve you children. The Father loves all the children. You know that in the Golden Age, everyone loves each other a lot. There is love amongst the animals too. There isn't a single animal who doesn't live with love. So you children have to become master oceans of love here. If you become that here, that sanskar will become imperishable. The Father says, I have come to make you lovely, exactly as I did a cycle ago. Whenever the Father hears the sound of a child's anger, he gives this teaching. Child, it is not good to get angry, because you will have sorrow, and you will cause sorrow for others. The Father is the one who gives you permanent happiness, and so you children have to become like the Father. Never cause sorrow for one another. You have to become very, very lovely. When you remember the lovely Father with a lot of love, you will benefit yourselves and also others. The Lord of the world has come to you as your guest. Only with the help of you children is the world going to be benefited. Just as you spiritual children find the Father very lovely, similarly the Father finds you spiritual children very lovely, because only you are the ones who will benefit the whole world by following Srimat. You are now sitting here in this godly family. The Father is sitting personally in front of you. I eat with you, I sit with you. You know that Shiv Baba enters this one and says, sweet children, forget your bodies and all your bodily relations, and constantly remember me alone. This is the final birth. This is an old world, and this old body is to be finished. There is a saying, when you die, the world is dead for you. For making effort, there is just this little time of the confluence age. Some children ask, Baba, till when will this study continue? He will continue to speak this knowledge to you until the divine kingdom is established. You will then be transferred to a new world. Baba is serving you children while being so egoless. So you children also have to do just as much service. You have to follow Srimat. When you follow your own dictates, your fortune is crossed out. You Brahmins are godly children. The children of Brahma are brothers and sisters, godly grandsons and granddaughters. You are claiming your inheritance from him. To the extent that you make effort, so you will accordingly claim a status. In this, you need to have a lot of practice of being detached. The Father's first order is, may you be bodiless, may you be soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father, for only then will the alloy in you be removed and you will become real gold. You children can say with a right, O Baba, O sweet Baba, you made me belong to you and you gave me everything as my inheritance. No one can snatch away this inheritance. You children have to have this much intoxication. You are the lighthouses who show everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. While walking, sitting and moving around, just be a lighthouse. The Father says, children, there is now very little time. It is remembered, one moment, half a moment, ... As much as possible, engage yourselves in remembering the One Father and then continue to increase your chant. Acha. To you, sweetest, long lost and now found, lucky and lovely stars of knowledge, love and remembrance from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada's heart and soul, with deep, deep love, love, remembrance and good morning. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Aviat elevated versions. Constantly be a yogi. Just as you put a switch on or off in a second, similarly take the support of your body in a second, and then in a second go beyond your body and become stable in the bodiless stage. Come into your body one moment and then become bodiless in the next. You have to practice this. It is called the Karmateet stage. Just as it is in your hands whether you wear certain clothes or not to wear them. When there is a need, you wear them, and when there isn't, you take them off. Let there be the same experience in adopting the costume of your body and taking it off. While performing actions, have the experience of wearing a costume and carrying out your task. Then, as soon as you finish the task, become detached from the costume. Experience the detachment of the body and soul while walking and moving around, just as you would develop any other practice. However, who is able to practice this? Those who are completely detached from their bodies, everything connected with their bodies, the physical world and relations, and everything else, and who have no attachment. Only they can remain separate. If there isn't any likeness in your subtle thoughts, if you are unable to be detached, you will not be able to experience being separate. So now each one of you has to practice this to experience complete separation. By your staying in this stage, other souls will also experience being detached. They will also experience this stage from you souls. When sitting in yoga, some souls experience the one who is conducting the drill to be in the stage of detachment. In the same way, while walking and moving around, there will be visions of your angelic stage. While sitting here, many other souls who are going to be close in your golden-aged family will have visions of your angelic form and your future royal form. In the beginning, people used to have visions of both the perfect form of Brahma and of Sri Krishna. Similarly, people will have a vision of your double form. As you continue to come into this stage of detachment, number-wise, others will also have a vision of your double form. Now, let there be this complete practice, and news will then begin to come from here and there. In the beginning, while sitting at home, many souls who were to come close had visions. In the same way, they will have visions now too. While sitting here, your subtle forms will do service in an unlimited way. This service now remains to be done. You saw all the examples in the corporeal form. Everything is going to happen number-wise according to the drama. The more you stay in your subtle angelic forms, the more service your angelic forms will do. How long does it take for a soul to go around the cycle and circle the whole world? So now your subtle forms will do service, but only those who have this stage of detachment, only those who are stable in their angelic forms. All the visions were seen in the beginning. There were separate visions of the perfect stage in the angelic form and of the effort-making stage. Just as they had visions of corporeal Brahma and the perfect Brahma separately, in the same way there will be visions of you, especially beloved children. When the upheaval takes place, you won't be able to do anything physically, and the impact of this would be felt through this service. In the beginning, too, there was the impact of visions, was there not? Visions and subtle experiences created an impact. In the end, too, this service has to take place. Does each of you have a vision of your perfect form? They have now begun calling out to the Shaktis. Now they don't call out to God so much, but the calling out to the Shaktis has begun in full force. So you have to practice this every now and then. When you develop this habit, you will feel a lot of bliss. New souls will become detached from your bodies in a second. You will have to practice that. Now, this is the effort that has to be made. At present, there is a need for you souls to be filled with all powers, with your churning power. Only then will you have the stage of being totally absorbed in love, and obstacles will be removed. Waves of obstacles come when there is less force of spirituality. So at present, before doing the service for Shivratri, you need to have the force for filling yourselves with power. You may be having programs for yoga, but there is now a need to have classes on experiencing and giving others the experience of the powers through yoga. On the basis of your own power, you now have to give power to others in a practical way. Do not think about plans for just external service, but you need to be looking in all directions. Those who are the instruments have to think about which aspect their garden is weak in. In whatever way possible, you have to look at the weaknesses of your garden with a strict eye. Make time to finish any weaknesses. You saw the Sakar form. Whenever there was any particular wave, special service would then be done and special plans made to give Sakash day and night. Special attention would be paid to make weak souls full of power, through which many souls used to have an experience. Time was made at night to do the service of filling souls with Sakash. So service now has to be done, especially to give Sakash. Be a lighthouse and a mighthouse, and especially do this service. Only then will the impact of light and might spread everywhere. There is now a need for this. Just as a wealthy person helps his close relatives in order to uplift them, in the same way, you now have to give special Sakash to all the weak souls who are in connection and relationship with you. Acha. Blessing. May you be truly loving and constantly experience the company of Father Brahma, the one with a thousand arms. At present, the part of Father Brahma with a thousand arms is being enacted. Just as your arms are not able to do anything without you souls, in the same way, you arms, that is, you children, cannot do anything without Bapdada. In every task, there is first the Father's help. While the part of establishment is being enacted, Bapdada is with you children in every thought and at every second. Therefore, do not put up a curtain of separation and be separated in yoga. Move along in the waves of the ocean of love. Sing his praise and do not get hurt. The practical form of love for the Father is to have love for doing service. Slogan: the experience and practice of the bodiless stage is the basis of claiming a number ahead. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Let yourself and others experience your mind to be automatically full of the pure vibrations of good wishes and pure feelings at every moment and for every soul. Let blessings continue to emerge from your mind for all souls at every moment. Let your mind be constantly busy doing this service. Just as you have become experienced in doing service with words, and if you don't get any service to do, you experience yourselves to be empty. In the same way, together with doing service with words, let service with your mind also continue to take place automatically. Om Shanti.